This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey Off Besties, welcome to another Something Offbeat tour of weird news from around the country. Today we've got stories about bad fast food, dangerous e-bikes, and drug testing up in space. First up, we'll check out the Adam and Jordana show out of WCCO News Talk in the Twin Cities for a rundown of a new list of the unhealthiest fast food options. If you're like me and love a frosty on a hot summer day, you'll definitely want to listen.
I do have a list. I know how much David loves Taco Bell. There is a list of the most unhealthy fast food chains. But does it matter? Do you even care who's on that list? Let's talk next. I'm guilty. I eat fast food. And since I've been traveling, I've been eating quite a bit of fast food. Love that Impossible Whopper at Burger King.
Is that when you have fast food most often when you're traveling?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So,
it probably is. Every now and then, Mark and I'll, you know, go get Impossible Whoppers at Burger King with onion rings and a frozen Coke. Mm-hmm. So delicious. Loving it. But it's a treat. Yeah, correct. I don't. It's mostly when I'm traveling because it's easy and you know what you're getting. You can count on it. I know you're a big fan. You're a Taco Bell guy.
Yeah, I think big fan is true. However, I'm like you, where I was just trying to think, because we traveled recently. Mm-hmm. We drove like American road trip, 2,500 miles. I don't think we did fast food at all on that trip.
Did you find diners or something fun?
No, we're a pack of cooler travelers.
Okay. Got it.
And then it's because we want to pack a cooler so that we can have snacks and lunch out of the cooler. And then when we actually do eat out, we want to eat out something that's like local and authentic or whatever. So we, like on the way down, we ate out of the cooler and at the hotel, and then we had one nice like barbecue dinner in Memphis on our way down on our trip. So we're more that style. Mm-hmm. We're not like pulling off to the nearest McDonald's. That being said, I do love Taco Bell.
Yes.
But again, Taco Bell for me is less than once a month, maybe four or five times a year, really. And that's the most fast food, you know, that and Wendy's maybe just as often, but it's not a regular thing at all. And to me, so you're about to go through this list of, you know, the most unhealthy fast food restaurants. And the two I just mentioned, spoiler alert, are on that list. But I don't know that it matters to me, because I'm like, if you're somebody who eats fast food multiple times a week, A, that's maybe a problem. B, if you're really doing that, I guess you want to make sure that stuff is healthy. But if you're doing it four or five times a year, it's kind of like, who
then
cares?
It's a treat.
Just let her rip those few times and then eat healthy the rest of the time.
There are always, by the way, healthier options. You can go to McDonald's and you could get a salad. You can absolutely find things that are better options.
Yeah, but those salads often have the same calorie count as the rest of the meals.
Sometimes. You have to work very hard at making them a little bit healthier.
Yeah.
That's true. And again, these are the 10 worst fast food chains, according to their nutrition data. There were also menu gimmicks and marketing tactics at major chains. I'll say this. My kids love Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
They love Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is 10th on the list.
Yeah.
So, but they eat it. I don't give them a hard time. They're grown-ups. They can make their own choices. They, you know.
Chick-fil-A, number 10 on this list of unhealthy. Number one on the list of overrated fast food restaurants.
You're not a fan?
No.
Okay.
No, it's average. It's average to below chicken. Average chicken. Yeah, there's
you
many.
You like Popeye's better?
I mean, you throw any chicken restaurant out there, I probably like it better than Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
Or like that Dave's Hot Chicken. That's
a
new
one.
Yeah,
sure, that's better.
Dave's, because you like that. So there you go. Chick-fil-A is number one. Little Caesars.
Yeah.
Little Caesars is number nine. Number 10, I'm sorry. Have you eaten at Little Caesars?
I have. I am still a fan occasionally of Little Caesars because they have, what do they call it, hot and ready.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm on my way home and I want a pizza that my kids can eat in the next 4 minutes and there's Little Caesars there, boom, done. That's the only reason.
A ton of Little Caesars when my kids were little.
Yeah.
It was just, and it's like $5 for a pie.
Yeah, it's a little more now, but yeah, it was $5 for a long
time. Whatever it was, even two pies, that's going to feed a family.
Yep.
No, they're pretty small. And my grandmother, may she rest in peace, that was like her treat. She lived in Florida.
Yeah.
And she never drove, and she could walk to like a strip mall where there was a Little Caesars.
Yeah.
And that was her treat.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know that that feels much more unhealthy than other pizza places. It feels like it's the same thing, but yeah, that's not healthy. It's processed food and a bunch of cheese and fat, of course.
Smashburger. See, Smashburger, I would think, would be a little more healthy.
Yeah, to me, that would come down to portion size. Okay. I think those burgers are really big, so if you were comparing like calorie to calorie, I guess that's where they get that.
And you could probably put a lot of stuff on that Smashburger.
Yeah, that does seem like it doesn't fit with some of these other places, though.
Number seven is McDonald's.
Of course.
Seven is McDonald's.
Yeah.
Six is Quiznos. Now, this surprised me.
Okay.
Because Quiznos, I loved Quiznos. I feel like we don't have too many around here
anymore. Is that an East Coast thing?
No, I found Quiznos in the Midwest, but I feel like we don't have them a lot anymore. But you build your sandwich. It's like a Subway where you can put on whatever you want. So maybe just the pre-made ones or the, you know, the standard ones are really unhealthy.
Some of those places, and I think Subway too, you don't realize how many calories and sugar and stuff is in the bread that you're getting.
Fair. And you wouldn't normally eat a whole loaf of bread.
No, you wouldn't, but you go there and you do.
Made on a whole loaf of bread, which is crazy. KFC is number five.
Yeah,
and
not
I
surprising.
Thought it, really, I thought it would be higher on the list.
Yeah, I guess, maybe, but I don't know. I mean, I feel like, again, if you're going to eat fried chicken, nobody's fooled. I mean, if you're getting Quiznos, maybe you're like, oh, it's a sandwich, not too bad. If you're going to eat fried chicken, you know you're making a poor health choice, right?
Fair. Mm-hmm. Number four is Dairy Queen. And see, I always thought this was like a better option for my kids, fooling myself as a young mother. Because, you know, you take them and you could get a plain hamburger. I mean, I
wonder if
that
it's
anywhere.
Because so many of their meals come with an ice cream treat.
With the ice cream.
Like if you get some of those,
Frozen
dessert. Sorry, yeah, it's not ice cream.
Frozen dessert.
But if it comes with a sundae and you eat that too, all of a sudden your meal is much less healthy.
Number three is Taco Bell. Sorry, David, but yes, it is a it's like dessert.
Yeah.
It's like eating cake.
It's delicious, but not surprising.
Number two is Sonic. Have you ever been to a Sonic?
I have.
And
they expanded to the Twin Cities recently.
Is it burgers and fries?
It's burgers and fries. It's like a drive-in place, right?
That's fun.
So you can get sort of the traditional drive-in experience. We usually only get like fries and drinks at Sonic. I can't remember ever having.
Do they have
a
like malteds and shakes?
They do. They also have like some mix-ins to their sodas. You can get like a cherry limeade or whatever, like a vanilla Dr. Pepper or whatever. So we would go get something like that.
Were you surprised at number one? I know you can see the list.
I was very surprised at number one, and this is one that I frequent. And I'm surprised it's number one on the list. I thought it would some of these others would be much more unhealthy.
It's Wendy's.
Yes.
It's Wendy's. Now, do they still have the square hamburger?
Yes, they do.
It's square. Okay. Why do you think Wendy's, I haven't been to a Wendy's in 1,000 years.
I would guess it's because some of their more premium options, like you can get the Baconator, which has like two or three patties plus a bunch of bacon on this giant thing. So my guess is because some of those with a Frosty are going to be an astronomical amount of calories.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also go there and still get like a $4 or $5 meal that I think would not be that many calories.
And also they have the Frosty.
Yeah, they do.
They have the frozen treats.
And like baked potato and chili. They have some like more normal options.
Potatoes. Yeah, for baked potatoes, because that was the only kosher thing they had.
I'm hungry now. Can you guys
I know, right? I know.
You know what? I'm kind of hungry too. Maybe I will get a Frosty when I'm done recording this. Next up, the Dana and Perk Show out of Kansas City's KMBZ Radio talked about a topic I think about a lot. It's e-scooters. Have you seen them? People are on them in my neighborhood all the time. I find them parked by my car. I see people carrying cases of beer on them. And even sometimes when I'm heading to work, I see people in business suits on them, like right next to me in my car. And to be honest, I'm always a little bit worried for them. And it looks like I'm not the only one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A story here from the greatest small newspaper in the country, the Johnson County Post. Citing a surge in public concern for children's safety, the city of Prairie Village is considering new restrictions on e-scooters and e-bikes.
Here we go.
The city council voted 11-0 during a committee meeting to direct city staff to craft an ordinance that places restrictions on e-bikes and e-scooters, including provisions that define reckless use and limit the number of riders on each device.
Okay.
Other cities like Leawood and Lenexa have already put in similar restrictions. These restrictions would be in addition to the city's existing ordinance approved earlier this year, requiring all juveniles riding e-scooters or e-bikes to wear helmets.
Sam, what have you seen near the 83rd Street Corinth Corridor, which is an incredibly busy corridor?
That is the nearest hardware store to my house. It's also a yoga studio that I go to often because my girlfriend works there. So I am driving through that area basically every single day.
It's where the Johnny's is. It's packed.
Is that the Johnny's where I courted you to join this show 14 years ago?
I believe
perhaps.
It is. Every time I drive through that area, I see at least three, sometimes as many as 8 to 10 young, I would probably guess like
seven
eighth
or eight
grade girls, primarily girls on e-scooters riding through that area. They all wear helmets.
You don't like rules and laws, Scott, or adding additional ones when we don't need them. I think the city is saying this is so dangerous. If parents aren't going to police this, we will.
Now, it's not like they're going crazy. They're not riding around the parking lot. They're not riding in the street. They are following every single rule that they could possibly follow, pulling up to the stopwalk or the crosswalk, stopping, pressing the button.
Push pause. What's so dangerous about them? And don't tell me you know you rode your e-bike once.
The speed.
She fell off.
Well, that's a fair point.
That thing bucked like a Bronco.
Well, I think that might have been user error, but okay.
Honestly, it was user error.
I think they're more dangerous for the people on the sidewalk not using them than the kids riding them.
See, we have kids in our neighborhood who ride around on these e-scooters. I don't think they're particularly any more than a bicycle.
Head injuries, fractures, and other trauma are common injuries, with head injuries being particularly prevalent with the e-scooter. Helmets significantly reduce that risk, but many children don't wear them.
Yeah, but I mean, but let's get rid of skateboards. Let's get rid of bicycles.
Cars.
Yeah. Let's stop letting 16-year-olds drive cars.
Anybody.
Fair.
How many people die in car accidents, especially in the
Midwest?
That
is different than a child on an e-scooter. It just is.
Why?
Because.
I'd rather my kid be on an e-scooter than on a skateboard at a skate park.
But
where they're doing the ramps and all that stuff.
A skate park is contained. Like, it's just a little spot right there that is just for this.
Until their skull is not.
You're zooming back. A lot of those skateboarders at the skate parks wear helmets. And Scott, with the e-scooter, you're zooming back and forth on sidewalks, in traffic, in between parked cars.
Well, if the rule is going to be that if you're under the age of 18, you have to wear a helmet if you're on an e-scooter or an e-bike.
Yeah, do it.
Fine. But I'm not in favor, and this story doesn't seem to indicate that the city of Prairie Village is going to take this step. But I'm not okay with cities saying that kids can't ride e-scooters because I don't find them to be any more dangerous than a skateboard or a bicycle.
I am surprised they allow it on sidewalks, though. There are many cities that ban bicycles on sidewalks.
I would prefer that anybody under the age of 18 ride their bicycle or their e-scooter on a sidewalk.
The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends children under 16 should not operate or ride on motorized or e-scooters.
Why?
Because they're the ones, Scott, seeing the injuries.
They don't see injuries from bicycles and skateboards?
Not at the rate that I think they're seeing with the e-scooters now.
I compound fractured my right wrist on a skateboard. Like, the bone was sticking out.
I hurt myself gardening, Scott. Let's not compare ourselves to the 10-year-old on the e-scooter.
Okay.
I am a really bad skateboarder, and I've definitely hurt myself on one. So I feel you, Scott. For this next story, we're going to leave earth-based concerns like drive-through restaurants and scooter or skateboard injuries behind to check out what's happening up in space. Holly Kwan, an anchor at KCBS Radio in the Bay Area, spoke with a Bloomberg reporter for the Bloomberg Tech and Business Report this week about SpaceX and its new in-orbit drug research program.
For today, we're joined by Sana Pashankar. Sana, exactly how is this going to work?
Yeah, totally. So under this plan, which is called the Starfall program internally, SpaceX's giant Starship rocket would basically bring products and materials like pharmaceutical components, for example, to space in small uncrewed capsules. And then the Starship would deploy the capsules, which would spend some time in orbit before re-entering the atmosphere where they could be recovered back on Earth.
So they're just looking at, you know, how space impacts drugs.
Right. Yes, it is. It could be for drugs. It could be for other commercial purposes as well. You know, people have looked at developing beauty products in space, food, semiconductors. So there are a couple of different commercial applications for developing in space.
So it's not like someone was up there doing experiments.
No, the capsules would be unmanned, and it would happen automatically.
Now, the reason why they want to take a look at this is just because of what higher levels of radiation, the environment of space.
Yes, exactly. So there are the conditions of space, including like the microgravity and the higher levels of radiation, can cause materials to behave differently. So it can allow for structures to form that would not on Earth. It can speed up biological or chemical reactions, and it can kind of accelerate testing or reveal effects that are not seen on Earth, which can be helpful for example, pharmaceutical drugs.
I was going to say, this can either be good or bad for a product, depending on what happens to it, right?
Right, definitely.
Okay, so why does SpaceX think this is a worthwhile expense? Because I would think that it would be kind of expensive to shoot stuff up into space.
Yeah, totally. So it actually has been shown that experimenting with development and manufacturing in space could potentially yield revenue down the line for certain industries like pharmaceuticals, but also beauty, food, semiconductors. So, you know, if there's interest from the commercial side and customers are willing to pay to send their materials up in space, this could potentially make sense from a business perspective for SpaceX by opening a new revenue stream for the company.
Now, you said it was kind of hush-hush, but do we have any timeline for when this could be happening?
Yeah, totally. So one of our sources told us that SpaceX is trying to make this program operational by the end of the decade. But of course, things can always change. And as we know, there have been a recent string of failures for their test flights for Starship. So they would definitely need to be getting that rocket fully operational before they could, you know, pursue this program seriously.
I'm surprised they haven't done these kind of experiments with previous, you know, government-run launches into space.
Yeah, definitely. It is a question that we also have as well. It's very hard to get answers out of the company, but that's definitely a consideration. They do work with another company called Varda, who does a similar business model of sending capsules to space on SpaceX rockets. But it seems like they are trying to pioneer this specific program on their Starship rocket only.
And what difference would it make, you know, which rocket they use? Is one's bigger than the other? One's going to be less expensive than the other?
Yeah, so they are really focusing on their Starship rocket specifically. It's a really big rocket. I'm sure it could deploy many more capsules at full capacity than their current Falcon rocket. But yeah, so I think that that would probably be, maybe that makes it more cost efficient as well.
Thank you so much for listening to Something Offbeat. This episode was produced by me, Lauren Berry. Special thanks to WCCO News Talk in the Twin Cities, KMBZ in Kansas City, and KCBS Radio in San Francisco.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.